Welcome to Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray, and tonight on the show, we'll be looking at the band Love. This Los Angeles group grew to nearly cult status in the mid-60s while barely leaving the confines of California. They rubbed elbows with icons Jimi Hendrix and the Rolling Stones, and while the core group only stayed intact for 2.5 years, their 1967 album, Forever Changes, etched their name in history, as it continues to appear on music critics' top 100 lists over 40 years later. The group had only two major hits during that brief time together, and one of them was a cover of Burt Bacharach's Little Red Book.
Well, I just got out my little red book the minute that you said goodbye. I thumbed right through my little red book. I wasn't gonna sit and cry. And I went from A to Z. I took out every pretty girl in town that danced with me. And as I held them, all I did was talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. Oh no. There ain't no girl in my little red book who could ever replace your charms. And each girl in my little red book knows you're the one I'm thinking of. Oh, won't you please come back? Without your precious love, I can't go on. Where can love be? I need you so much. All I did was talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. Without your precious love, I can't go on. It's haunting me. I need you so much. All I did was talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. All I did was talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry.
The band Love with their rendition of Burt Bacharach's Little Red Book, recorded in 1966. At this time, Love consisted of singer Arthur Lee, Johnny Eccles and Brian McLean on guitar, Ken Forsey on bass, and a drummer nicknamed Snoopy. Michael Stewart would replace Snoopy on later recordings. This is the incarnation of the band we'll mainly be focusing on tonight. Arthur Lee, the group's singer and primary songwriter, was playing with guitarist Johnny Eccles as early as high school in groups such as the LAGs and Lee's American Four. In 1965, the members were playing as house band at LA's California Club. They performed under the band name The Grassroots, but were forced to change it when another Californian group with the same name scored a hit in 1965. Around this time, they began playing at the club Brave New World, where they met road manager for the Byrds, Brian McLean. The group invited McLean to join the group, and they began to draw large crowds at their shows. In 1966, Love became the first rock group to sign with Jack Holtzman's Elektra Records. The debut LP was released in April of that year.
I could love you more and more each day for a million years. Then I'd sit around all day just crying happy tears. To dance and sing my life away. And laughing with you, my darling, softly to me. Orange sugar chocolate, hot cinnamon, and lovely things in you. And darling, you know there was really nothing else that I could do but dance and sing my life away, and laughing with you, my darling, softly to me. And my darling, you will never know how elegant you'll always be to me. And my darling, I was so in love, it's evident for anyone to see, and I suppose they probably already do. And how come so suddenly everything depends on you? But dance and sing my life away, and laughing with you, my darling, softly to me. And if I kissed you once, I'd probably do it again. But then that's not so inconceivable, my friend. To dance and sing my life away, and laughing with you, my darling, softly to me.
The band Love with A Message to Pretty, and before that, Softly to Me from their 1966 debut. A couple members of the band had significant studio experience before cutting that record. Guitarist Johnny Eccles served as a studio musician for Little Richard in Eccles' late teens, and Arthur Lee, Love's singer, wrote and produced the song My Diary for R&B singer Rosalie Brooks in 1963. Lee brought in Jimi Hendrix to play guitar on the recording. Hendrix used to sit in with Love when they were calling themselves the Grassroots and playing at LA's California Club. Here's Rosalie Brooks with My Diary. Arthur Lee often said it was his band Love that introduced the song Hey Joe to Jimi Hendrix. Here's Love's version of the song, released in April of 1966.
Well, I'm going after my woman.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Connecting the Notes here on Valley Free Radio. Thank you for joining us this evening as we look into the band Love. Love returned to the studio to record their second album, Da Capo, in late 1966. The band brought in Michael Stewart as the new drummer and Jay Contrelli to add flute and saxophone. Singer Arthur Lee was exercising more and more control over the group. As engineer for Love's first three records, Bruce Botnick told music journalist Richie Unterberger, Arthur Lee, quote, basically was the band. He could play any of the instruments, and he would show the guys what to play. Depending on who could keep up with Arthur is who was there, end quote. Side one of the record contained six songs, ranging in styles from flamenco to psychedelia to punk rock. The entire second side of the record is taken up by a 19-minute jam that the band had worked on during their live shows. Here are a couple cuts off side one.
A thought in my head, I think, of something to do. Expressions tell everything. I see one on you. Whoa, 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 whoa. My love, she comes in colors. You can tell her from the clothes she wears. When I was invisible, I needed no light. You saw right through me, you said. Was I out of sight? Whoa, 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 whoa. My love, she comes in colors. You can tell her from the clothes she wears. Whoa, 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 whoa.
The band Love with Seven and Seven Is and the song She Comes in Colors off 1967's Da Capo. Love continued to play constantly around California, but rarely played outside the state. Arthur Lee turned down invitations to play at Woodstock and the Monterey International Pop Festival. Guitarist Johnny Eccles, interviewed just last week by WFMU's Michael Shelley, had two other reasons for the band not touring. One, he said, was that other venues in the U.S. were not paying as much as the clubs in California. The other reason was because the group was biracial, Eccles and Lee were black, while the other members were white, made booking shows difficult. In June 1967, the band convened to record what became their landmark album, Forever Changes. As engineer Bruce Botnick told writer Richie Unterberger, quote, "It's well documented that I took them in the studio to produce this album and they couldn't play. Arthur's going a lot faster than they could. He was quite upset about it," end quote. Botnick went so far as to hire the session band, The Wrecking Crew, in a scheme to motivate the rest of the band. The Wrecking Crew contained Billy Strange and Hale Blaine and were one of the more successful session bands at this time. David Engel helped with the arrangements, and the recording took nearly 3 months. But in November 1967, it was released. Here are the first three tracks from that record.
Times I've waited patiently for you, and you'll do just what you choose to do. At my house I've got no shackles, you can come and look if you want to. Through the halls you'll see the mantles where the light shines dim all around you. And the streets are paved with gold, and if someone asks you, you can call my name. You're
or just a thought that someone somewhere somehow feels you should be here. And it's so for real to touch, to smell, to feel, to know where you are here. And the streets are paved with gold, and if someone asks you, you can call my name. You can call my name. I hear you calling my name. That I'm through singing, the bells from the schools of wars will be ringing. More confusions, blood transfusions. The news today will be the movies for tomorrow. And the waters turn to blood. And if you don't think so, go turn on your tub. And if it's mixed with mud, you see it turn to gray. Then you can call my name. I hear you calling my name.
And if you see and more again, then you might be and more again. For you just wish and you are here. Then you feel your heart beating rum bum bum bum. Things are material, and I'm lost in confusions, 'cause my things are material, and you don't know how much I love you.
The band Love with And More Again. Before that, A House Is Not a Motel. And we started that set off with the song Alone Again, or the single and probably most popular Love song to come out of this era. The album Forever Changes made only a dent in the charts at the time, but has since been considered one of the landmark albums of the 60s. A similar band playing at this time was The Doors, a band that was signed to Elektra at the urging of Love's Arthur Lee. Bruce Botnick, who engineered Love's albums and co-produced Forever Changes, also engineered most of The Doors' records. Love released one more single before breaking up in 1968. The reasons for the breakup are scattered. Drugs were becoming an issue for the members, and they all began going their separate ways. Arthur Lee said, quote, "We used to work every night. After we started making money, the less we worked, the less we were a unit, and Love deteriorated. People's personal habits started to come before the music. Each member of Love had a style of their own. I mixed it all together. When they couldn't follow the changes in my music, I had to make changes," end quote. Guitarist Johnny Eccles denies that Arthur Lee fired anyone, but regardless of what happened, this incarnation of Love would not be heard again.
Humminbirds hum, what do they hum? Little girls wearing pigtails in the morning. In the morning, la da da, da 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 da. Merry-go-round are going round, in and all over the town in the morning, in the morning, la da da, da 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 da. Summertime's here, and look, oh, there are flowers everywhere in the morning.
Love is often looked at as Arthur Lee's band, and without question it was. He was the main songwriter and controlled the direction of the band. But guitarist Brian McLean was also a talented songwriter. He wrote the songs Alone Again or Old Man, Orange Skies, and Softly to Me, and had a lot more that Lee did not choose for albums. McLean released these demos in 1997, and here's one I liked in particular. It's called Strong Commitment and was recorded in 1966.
Never could I take one of these female creatures as a wife, sir. I intend to remain single as long as there is a breath of life here. So all you hunting ladies, no need hanging round my door. You'd be disappointed if it's the love you're waiting for. Ladies should be used and simply tossed aside like worn out shoes. Find myself amidst this sweet preoccupation, drunken to despair with such emotional intoxication. Our love cheers to present us with children crowned in red. Children I dislike for peace of mind will remain my narrow. So well resigned to such intense evasion. I have got my own life to live. I have got no time to ponder over what's to take and what's to give. I'd sooner spend my life in wonder. Staring at my own reflection. Tossed aside.
Love with Orange Skies, a song written by their guitarist Brian McLean. Before that was the uplifting song Strong Commitment, a rejected demo of McLean's from 1966. After 1968, Arthur Lee assembled several different groups using the name Love, but not finding much success doing so. He also released a solo album in 1972 called Vindicator. Brian McLean eventually turned to God, turning his music attention solely to Christian rock. The other members virtually dropped into obscurity, only to be read about on the occasional police blotter.
Be myself. Let me play it one time now. put me down all around on the ground. Anyway, shit. Get your kicks with your big foot this time. I know it. You who lose. Let me play one more time.
Thanks everyone for tuning in this evening. We've been spending this hour on the band Love. We have one more song coming up for you, but first, a Where Are They Now update for the members of Love. Arthur Lee spent 6 years in prison from 1995 to 2001. When he got out, he reunited with guitarist Johnny Eccles and began touring under the name Love. They would often play the album Forever Changes in its entirety. Arthur Lee passed away on August 3rd, 2006 of leukemia. He was 61 years old. Bassist Ken Forsey died on January 10, 1998, at the age of 54 of a suspected brain tumor, and guitarist Brian McLean also met an early end, unfortunately at the age of 52. He had a heart attack on Christmas Day, 1998. Guitarist Johnny Eccles is still around and currently touring, performing Love songs with the band Baby Lemonade backing him up. We'll end things with one more Love song. It's the last song on Forever Changes, and it's called You Set the Scene.
Where are you walking? I've seen you walking. Have you been there before? Walk down your doorsteps, you'll take some more steps. What did you take them for?
There's a private in my boat, and he wears this instead of medals on his coat. There's a chicken in my nest, and she won't lay until I've given her my best. At her request, she asks for nothing. You get nothing in return. If you want, she brings you water. If you don't, then you will burn.
You go through changes, it may seem strange. Is this what you're put here for? You think you're happy and you are happy. That's what you're happy for.
There's a man who can't decide if he should fight for what his father thinks is right. There are people wearing frowns who screw you up, but they down. At my request, I ask for nothing. You get nothing in return. If you're nice, you bring me water. If you're not, then I will
yourself on.
age and for everyone who thinks that life is just a game. Do you like the part you're playing? I see your picture. It's in the same old frame. We meet again. You look so lovely. You with the same old smile. Smile for the time that I've been given such a look.